Welcome to Holland and Cole.
Good job, my apprentice.
Well, thank you very much.
Very good, but bit more cowl, I would say. More cowl. That's Holland and Cole.
Anyway.
Welcome to Holland and Cole.
Holland and Cole. How would you kill a troll?
How wouldn't I kill a troll?
Oh, laying it down.
Yeah, just... I would lay it down. That's how I do it. Lay it down.
No, you're in a forest.
Yeah, a troll turns up.
You know, you're not like in an armory or anything. Just in a forest.
What kit? Do I have no equipment on me?
Yeah, this is basically what I thought was it'd be a bit like Predator.
Okay, yeah. I'm being hunted.
So you're like running away in the forest.
Have you?
All you can hear in the distance is this troll going. It seemed Predator, but it doesn't know how to do that. The noise.
No one knows how to do that noise. Yeah. I mean, what size? I'm just getting my bearings here. What size is it? Is it the size of a tree?
It's like a 12 foot.
Yeah, it's the size of a tree, sort of thing. Mm. Okay. I don't know if you know, but I always carry like a lot of rope on me.
Yeah.
At all times.
Yeah, no, it's annoying.
And I don't know
and
if you're
always going on about rope burn.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, could you carry so much rope?
Looks like it did come in handy, everyone. Yeah.
But then you open your backpack that's full of blister cream. It all makes sense.
Yeah. I'm always prepared.
It's an ecosystem of rope burn.
Yeah. Just constant burns and then soothing. After the birds. Yeah. You'd think I'd develop calluses or something, but no.
Yeah, you think you'd move on, but I think it's because the guy in the rope shop's very complimentary to you. Like, hey, Holland! Hey, buying some more rope to do some ropey man things, huh?
I am.
Yeah.
What did you do with that last lot of rope?
Sure. Oh, I made a really big belt.
Oh, amazing, Holland. That's really good.
What? You're amazing. I've never even heard of that before.
Yeah.
But also, I don't know, as well as having loads of rope, I really like Ewoks. So essentially, what I do with that forest is turn it into one of those, Ewok death traps. But not death traps for Ewoks. That Ewoks, you know, like logs flying in from the side and crushed.
I think what you should do is just roll to check that you do have your rope with you today. Because it might be. You know what it's like?
Yeah.
The one day you don't have your rope, the giant troll
appears.
Got loads
of blister cream.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Okay, so
you were just on your way to get some rope.
Yeah, I was going to buy some.
You're like, "What are you doing, troll?"
I'll take a shortcut through the forest.
I'll follow your movements.
No, I'm going to go deeper. What troll's going to be? I follow your movements.
Yeah,
there we go, that's better. Yeah.
So if it's above three, I have got my rope.
Yeah,
it's a six.
You have got so much
rope.
So your whole backstory was completely true.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I'm covered in rope.
You are.
But have I got my blister cream? No, so I'm going to have painful hands at the end
but
of this.
But you will maintain your Rope Borrower of the Year award.
Yeah.
Which is the words Rope Borrower of the Year award written in rope.
Yeah.
Glued on a bit of board.
Yeah, like when you make sort of cards for your mum when you were a kid.
Exactly.
Plaster shells. Yeah. Just done that with rope.
Yeah, exactly. You made it yourself.
Yeah. And put it on my own fridge.
Yeah. You had a ceremony with the. It's probably why this ogre is coming after you. I want an award.
There's an ogre as well.
It's a troll, isn't it? I mean, what's the difference between
it's
ogre
kind
and troll?
It's offensive to trolls if you're just lumping them in the same.
They're all foreign, aren't they? What are you doing here? No, what is the difference between an ogre and a troll?
Trolls are...
Do they live under bridges?
Trolls live under bridges. I feel like trolls are a bit thinner, and ogres are like huge, big, fat things.
Okay.
Maybe aren't as tall as trolls, but are like squatter.
So it sounds to me it's more of an economic difference.
Yeah, possibly.
I mean, you know... All right.
False economy.
I guess, though, you know, Darwin says things evolved their environments.
Yeah.
Maybe trolls are just more comfortable under bridges.
Yeah, and ogres. Ogres are normally on top of bridges, I think.
Right, yeah. Okay, it's the ecosystem of trolls.
Yeah.
Cool.
Anyway, so this troll's coming along. I'm desperately trying to find some big logs.
I want you, Holland. Oh, I want my awards. Gonna make it with your entrails.
Because is he second in command? Second in command, like second in the running for rope.
Because he buys a lot of rope,
but not quite as much.
Because he makes lots of like keep out signs by gluing rope to So he saw what you saw him.
Yeah.
Stole his idea. Made yourself an award about rope.
Yeah.
He's bloody, he's livid.
Yeah.
I want my awards.
Yeah. So that's what he's after. Anyway, yeah, I'm
serious. I feel like you're in the wrong here. I'm with the troll.
You know, if I had to step back and take a look at myself, I might think I was in the wrong. But I'm not. The moment's upon me. I've got a bunch of rope.
Are you in the wrong? No, you're in the right. You're in the right. The universe says you're okay. If you want to make yourself an award, that's fine.
If you want to steal someone else's idea and pretend you're the best at it,
good on you. It's not hurting anyone.
Yeah, that's how you that go-getting attitude.
You weren't wearing it like a WWF belt and parading around, were you?
Not all the time.
No, you weren't. No, you weren't. That's fine. So you're just putting it on your head and screaming out into cannons? No, you weren't doing anything. He literally must have just saw it through your window.
Yeah. I sent round an email saying...
Oh, yeah.
So I must have copied it in back.
The old Holland Rope Monthly email. Yeah.
What have I been getting up to with my rope this month? Yeah, so I...
Annoyingly, the email is just, you've made it all out of rope and then taken photos and then sent it to people, which,
Some people have to download them as attachments, and I haven't ordered them properly, so I don't know what order to read it in.
Yeah.
And it's just a nightmare. A mess. No one ever gets back to me on it.
Accessibility nightmare.
Yeah, terrible. But he did. He managed to...
Yeah, I mean, that's part of why he's so livid.
Yeah, they download like 12
seconds. Because he loves accessible emails when he's not being a full-time...
Basically, everything I do annoys him.
Yeah.
I call him an ogre by accident at one point.
What do you mean I'm a troll? What's the difference? Economics.
So, essentially, and I've really annoyed him far too much, but I'll string up like big... trunks of trees, and then when he'll walk through a bit, I'll go and let go of it, and then some rope, and then the two bits of log will crash either side and hit him in the head either side of him.
So you're going to full out just kill him. It's going to crush his.
Well, I might, probably not. It wouldn't be, because if he's as tall as a tree, then they'd probably be lower than that. So I'd probably just hit him like in the solar plexus.
Yeah. All right. See, the one thing I think. So I can see how that works. Like you find some dead trees.
Yeah.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. You're in a forest. There's going to be dead trees. Mm. Hook it up with some rope.
Mm.
I would just want to check that you've got the strength to.
Just
to check it works, because there's a lot of things going on there.
Four.
Oh, you're fine.
Been working out. Been pulling a lot of rope.
Well, that was easy.
Yeah.
So
string it up. I'm holding it there. I have to wait for him to move into position.
Oh, where's he gone in my... Oh, God. Yeah. I bet you've got a sign that says best in hiding, haven't you? Hey? Well, I bet you do, but you can't see it because you've hidden it. That was a troll joke. Yeah. Other trolls would have loved that.
Yeah.
They're very troll. That's like
I
droll.
Want to laugh, but I'm hiding because I don't want to get my place away.
Yeah.
I'm like stifling a laugh. Like,
it's very troll.
It's really funny.
Yeah.
And then he steps into a clearing, and then there's the noise that I pretend to be an Ewok, but it's not what Ewoks sound like, but I don't know that because I've not...
Yeah.
You
got bootleg Star Wars.
Go on, that was translated into, Chinese, then translated back again.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
Darth Vader says, I am your uncle. No! What? You are my brother. What? No! All those options are given. Yeah. It's like it comes up on the screen and translated subtitles. I am your brother / uncle. You are my son.
You are a relative of mine, perhaps twice removed.
Yeah.
Yes! And then he falls off.
Yeah. We will shame us all. Because it was translated by a medieval shogun who just didn't approve of any of it. Just thought, what is all this about?
Yeah.
Okay. So you swing it, and does it get him? Yeah, does it get him?
No.
Okay, so he misses that one. Mm. All right. Okay. But you could try again. You could.
Well, then what I do is he'd probably see where I was now.
Mm-hmm.
I pull another rope, which I've got on my feet. I'm like, and pull another one. Not what Ewoks sound like, but what I think they sound like.
Yeah.
And I pull it, and it's by my feet, and I pull it, it's like a trip rope springs up out of the ground, and as he walks towards me, he would trip on it.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah. He's straight down.
Yeah. Falls
and then
in his face.
You just put a knife in his head.
Yeah. And just kick him in the eye.
Yeah, because, This is a troll. You can't.
I'm not going to mess about.
What are you going to do? Like, invite him on Jerry Springer and talk it out.
Yeah, I'm not going to give up my number one rope buying award.
Yeah.
To nobody. That's what I say as I'm slowly.
Yeah.
Pushing it.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna. I quite like this troll. Okay. Oh god, he's not going to die. Okay, no. The blade's going to stay in his head forever.
Yeah, I rolled a 2
and then a 1, but I refuse to let him die. So I'm just going to be like, no, I'll be back, and he just rolls off a hill.
Also, because I've used like a peeling knife, which is tiny.
Okay, yeah,
he's huge, so
but it's just going to be like in there thorn. Forever now. Yeah. But he rolls off.
I guess the idea across that nobody messes with rope by a Holland. Yeah.
He rolls off a cliff.
Yeah,
and he thinks. Blimey! That's about it, really. Yeah. That's all he thinks.
Well, I won't be messing with him again.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I continue.
The director looks at the assistant director and goes, do we not need a stronger reflection at the end of this movie? You know, normally people are like, well, at the end of the day, no. This is going to say, blimey!
I guess I really learned something.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but yeah, don't mess with Holland.
Yeah, I've really put most of the money into this film.
Yeah, yeah, and then on the screen it comes up like, Holland rope expert in rope.
Yeah.
And then it gets like bullet holes all the way through it.
Yeah.
And it's just coming soon, Holland 2. Master orc killer.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's clips from that film, even though it hasn't been shot yet, including one like steamy shower scene where you're pretty sure that I've got like a body double in for most of the shots, but I'm pretending that it's me.
Because you're a woman. It's like, it's like, what's going on?
I'm pretty sure that's it's not you. No, it's all me.
Again, the director's going, are we going to get away with this?
I'm just putting all the money in. Backing it.
And it will cut from like this beautiful lower half of a lady to you with like one orange stuffed under a t-shirt. The other one's falling out.
In the shower as well, like just getting the t-shirt.
Trying to seduce a troll. Like, oh, Mr. Troll, you're so trolly. that's the ultimate compliment to trolls. Yeah. It's like being troll, which is droll.
Yeah.
Trolley is.
But if you're complimenting a man, you say you're so manly. If you're complimenting a woman, you say you're so womanly. If you're complimenting a troll, you say you're so trolly.
Yeah, that's right. And so good. Cool.
I mean, how would you had any thoughts on dispatching a troll?
I just wouldn't do it.
Okay.
I think it's morally wrong.
Jay. You have to assemble a team of experts to commit a bank heist.
Oof.
Who are you going for? There's a guy who's sort of given you the job. He's like, Jay, I need you to... I got a little bit of work for you. I got something I need you to get for me. It's kind of a diamond. It is it's a diamond. It's in a bank. It's the most well-protected bank. But I know you've got a team.
You know I'm a comedian, right?
Yeah. Boy, do I, yeah. That's why I called you. I saw your website. I was very impressed by it.
Okay.
I love the clips. I love the design work. All-round good
job. While I'm talking to him, I'm just silently texting my computer hacker friend going, can you check this guy who wants diamonds is not completely bonkers? Because he seems to think comedians are good at heists.
I loved it. I would have got, you know, okay. I'd have got Jimmy Carr, but he is hard to get hold of, and his website is appalling.
And he likes quick jobs as well, doesn't he?
He's too fast. I need
you say
to
Jimmy,
long,
give me an apple, and he gives you an apple.
Yeah, it's not what I need.
That's the one-liner comic way.
And
me, I'm going to ramble in there and have a little look around.
I say, give me an apple, you talk to me for 10 minutes, I get an orange at the end. I'm like, okay, this is my guy.
Okay. Well, first of all, the easiest option is I just give Giant Scorpion a ring and we just plough straight through the bank.
Okay, we have to see if he's free.
Okay.
Roll to see if he's free.
Yeah.
He is free, and he's up for it.
That was a 6, so he is not only free, but he is outside the bank going, I'm there! Yeah, I'm ready, guys, I'm ready, let's do it! I'm like, how did you even know? He's like, I know, diamonds! Because he is a bit like... I don't know if you ever would have watched this episode of Thundercats where there was a guy who was a drill.
Okay.
And he used to work for Mum Ra
right.
because he needed diamond drill tips.
I told you like this.
So Mumra paid him in diamond drill tips.
Yeah, paid him in diamonds that he would fit into the bottom of his like drilly
drill
bit
body.
As the I mean, it's quite a sad tale, really. It's like it a guy that's been built in such a way.
Yeah.
He's almost like a drug addict, isn't he? Like his life depends on a certain thing.
Yeah.
Oh, not a drug addict, maybe, because they can get clean. He can never escape.
Well, because if he... But does he die if he doesn't have the diamonds? Or is it just that, like, he goes through a sort of period of like,
depression.
Withdrawal?
Yeah.
That severe withdrawal, and then he comes out the other side realising that he didn't need them after
all. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, he definitely wouldn't feel as sharp.
Yeah. Nice.
But, I don't know.
That is reprising the joke alarm.
Thanks. Yeah. No, I don't know. Maybe he's all right. Maybe, like, just hangs out and he gets a little bit down.
Yeah.
And then he pulls out his 3DS and just plays a bit of Pokemon.
Yeah, which he'd been meaning to do for ages.
Yeah, it's fine.
He?
But it just means he can't pop out to the shops.
Mm.
So he's got to get a lot of takeaway pizza. And,
yeah.
You know, when you live in a temple that is surrounded by a lightning storm in the middle of a desert, I mean, you can get those pirates with wheels for chests to come and give you some pizza.
Yeah.
But, I mean, otherwise... You know, if you don't, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, you need to watch some Thundercats.
TC, Thundercats.
Yeah, the T-Dogs.
Yeah.
Or
except
cats.
They're not dogs.
Yeah, yeah, the T-Cats.
That was a...
Okay, right, so I've got Giant Scorpion.
Yeah.
I think, though, he's going to be the getaway vehicle, basically.
Okay.
I don't know...
Even though it's that jail, I will break in there
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, he obviously could just swing right in a bank.
Yeah.
And, but then, you know... We've got two problems, which is A, I don't necessarily want to hurt anyone, you know. I mean, yeah, they work for the man, but I don't, you know, there's going to be people in there just pop, you know, want to put their weekly checks in.
Yeah.
You know, they've been working.
Working, they've got a check.
Working in the mystical mines, and they've got their, you know, £3.50.
Yeah, or diamonds in some cases.
Yeah, I haven't fleshed out their backstories very much, these guys. But nevertheless, they may be boring, but I don't want to kill them.
Yeah.
And also, if he just ploughed through the building and we didn't know exactly where the diamond was, it could get covered in rubble, and then we would have to dig around. And who wants to be, you know, then the intergalactic space police are going to arrive and, you know... There's a giant scorpion and me, and we're trying to find a diamond.
And you're trying to pretend that you just weren't responsible. You were just there.
Yeah. Okay. So I would get.
Do you need a man on the inside or something? Do you know, like?
I think I would. Oh, I know who I'd get. I get Peter Shavilovich, whatever
his name is.
World's greatest actor.
Yeah.
To be a diamond expert.
Okay.
Because you know. Diamonds, I believe, need to be regularly checked.
Yeah.
Just to make sure they're happy and they've been well fed.
Yeah.
So he would, like, go in there and
say... Oh, so you'd get him to walk in and be like, I'm here to check on the world's most expensive diamond.
Yeah.
I didn't say it was the world's most expensive. I didn't. The guy who hired didn't say that, but you know that's what's...
Yeah, yeah. He's like, I want to see the jewel.
I believe it requires this monthly checkup.
Yeah.
And then they'll go like, well, this is... We weren't expecting you for another 2 days, but okay, sure. And then they're like...
And when he speaks, his eyes drift to an imaginary camera. He's still doing that
an
thing.
Imaginary fourth wall that looks through.
So then I've got a way to get my hands on the diamond.
Mm.
I've got the scorpion to escape.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. Now what I need to do is get the I need to get Savinovich, whatever his name is.
Yeah. Peter Savinovich.
Savinovich. Yeah. I need to get him to Scorpion.
But you've got also, like, is he just going to grab the diamond and then leg it?
Well, he's going to get to look at it. He's going to get to use one of those little mini eye binoculars.
Yeah, the eye things. I feel like you've got two options. Either you get him to swap it out with a replica so they don't know it's gone, or you get a distraction to occur so that he gets to nab it and he can leave, or both.
Okay, well, I think what I'll do then is that, you know, what I would say that he would just swap it out for Walrus, no one would know.
Yeah.
But it would be difficult to get Walrus in.
Yeah.
I mean, once Walrus is playing the diamond, that's fine, but it's not like he can have Walrus play his hat on the way in, because then people are going to be like, where was that nice hat
he was
wearing?
So it can be like a scarf or a coat or anything, really.
So whatever he is.
Maybe Walrus could cause a distraction.
Yeah, Walrus would, when he gets his hands on the the diamond, Walrus will walk into the foyer and will start reciting poetry.
Yeah.
You know, like Walrus poetry. Just,
and everyone stops like, oh my god. Is
that... Everyone is just completely absorbed in, and it's kind of drifting through the halls of this ornate bank.
Yeah, so the manager comes out and goes, like, good gracious, what is that?
Yeah, and I would sneak around the, like, lean over the desk, because I'm in the foyer as well.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
And just press on the tannoy.
Yeah.
So then, just goes through the whole whole building.
Yeah.
And then the guy who is attending
the diamond with Peter's
servant, with bitch, right? He would just slightly just start to tear up.
Yeah.
Just one, and at that point, then he would switch it out.
Yeah.
With like a piece of paper that says diamond on it.
Yeah.
You know, it only needs to work for a few seconds.
Yeah, just as long as you get out of the building, that's fine.
Yeah. And at that point, then Conan, who's been wearing a hood, right, is in the foyer, and he would just charge through all of the walls towards where Savina Wurrovich is.
Yeah.
And they'd have a direct pathway out.
Sure.
And then they would run through. Walrus is still going. Mm. Walrus is the last
man
out.
No one set the alarm because they're too obsessed by the fact that Walrus...
Well, no. At that point, like, it's like, maybe Savinovich gets out a couple of levels, but it's just to get that last way.
Yeah.
Like, so then the alarms go off and everything's full on. But Scorpion just swings in his tail straight through the front. And they just grab on.
Yeah.
And he pulls out his tail and we just ride off.
Yeah, nice.
Into the... And at the point when you're on the back of a giant mecha scorpion, things are going to be alright. And then what we do just for the final thing, right, is we would... get to the edge of the ocean, right? And then we'd get Giant Scorpion.
Beach, yeah.
Giant Scorpion to the beach.
Where the ocean started.
The edge of the... We get to the sky ground with the liquid.
Yeah.
The three-state meeting point, like gas, liquid, gas, and solid.
Yeah.
We get to that place, the beach, and I get Giant Scorpion to molt.
Right, yeah. So
just like his, like a snake.
Yeah, yeah. So his shell's left there.
Just left on the beach.
Like, surround it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was just as he's getting in the water, so it would start to break up.
Mm.
So people would be like, oh, he's... It's like a shipwreck.
Okay. And I thought you'd leave it as like a decoy.
So that would all happen. Yeah. And then Savinovich would be on the beach, right? But now he's dressed as a pirate.
Yeah.
And then the police would arrive and he'd be like, the old scorpion there, she was destroyed by the strong seas. And they'd be like, there's no strong sea. And they'd be like, oh, it came out of nowhere, the sea, it was rusting around and now they've all gone, the diamond sunk into the deep blue sea. And they'd all look out. And then they'd all be slightly like teary because of the acting, the power of the dodgy accent.
Yeah.
And when they look back, there'd just be a tape player going, oh, and so they were struck again by the magical powers of actor Peter Sommerwitz.
And then he's walked off into the sea.
He's gone.
Yeah.
Perfect crime.
Nice, that's brilliant.
Apart from we've documented it now.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, that's...
We'll release this,
after
beforehand.
Yeah.
Because then no one will suspect that...
Yeah. And then at the end, what you have to do...
We'll send this to the police.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, who would do that?
Yeah, that's exactly...
The Intergalactic Space Police. Even with this bit in right now.
Yeah.
And they'll be trapped in some sort of meta loop.
Yeah.
Police station will explode.
There's no way they're the criminals. Why would they send their proof of their own crime?
I mean, they invented the Intergalactic Space Police. It could have just been normal police and they could have left Earth. It would have been fine. But now we've got jurisdiction over the whole universe.
Yeah.
And we all wear nice velvet hats.
Yes, thank God for our delightful ties and cravats that we wear at the same time.
Because if you're in the Intergalactic Space Police, you've got to have it's got to be reasonably sharp.
You've got to look pretty good.
Yeah.
Because you're representing the Space Police.
And it was a difficult costume to come up with because, Earth, police and army, navy stuff, it's all stars and, you used up what you wanted for space.
Yeah.
So when they went space, they went Okay, deep velvets, purples, blues.
Yeah,
you know, we're gonna get the vibe
and some glitter on bits of it, so it looks like you're a space.
The more decorated you are, the more glittery.
Yeah,
you're literally go in a decoration chamber and they fire glitter at you.
Yeah.
So like the really high up intergalactic space police look like glitter balls.
Yeah, basically
they're the really good cops.
Yeah,
if one of them shows up.
They're a bit like
you
walking,
better have a really good reason why you were walking with that donut, because that's a crime in some places.
That's really strict. On
how can you concentrate on walking when you've got a donut?
Yeah,
I mean, it's a good rule.
No, I agree.
I mean, I made it, but
yeah, no, I know you've got a very strong feeling about it. It's lucky that it happens to be a rule.
Not many people know that aside from being a sort of rather surreal comedian, I am the head of the Intergalactic Space Police, and my whim goes.
Yeah, I'm just an enormous,
I'm an evil man.
Just a really glittery man. Telling people to stop eating donuts. Yeah. And walk in.
I wouldn't mess with trolls, but yeah. I would make a universe adhere to my restrictions on donuts.
Yeah.
I mean, admittedly, Einstein went on a bit about, you know, like, well, you know, time and space are relative, so what's all this walking with the donut business?
Yeah, that is full.
He wasn't as glittery as I was, so that was his problem.
That's where he fell down.
I just leaned over and went, well, which one of us could be hung on a Christmas tree?
And then he just looked at his feet.
Yeah, and he said it depended on the size of the Christmas tree, and that, you know, just got him in more trouble.
Yeah, just like, bullshit, Einstein.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't talk rubbish.
Yeah, so it took away his exoskeleton.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, the Galactic Space Police are more distracted by a guy they see on the beach walking with a donut as well, so that also helps.
Yeah, they go after him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, there's bigger crimes could happen.
Is that troll?
Right now.
Is that troll?
Yeah. You sent, consoling himself.
You sent him a picture of you on the beach holding up a sign with made out of rope.
Yeah.
And really antagonised him. So he just ran down the beach whilst he was eating his donut straight into the Intergalactic Space Police.
Yeah. Set him up.
And to be honest, that catching him was a bigger boon than some guy who stole a glittery rock. Because, I mean, they've got loads of glitter.
They're
anyway.
They are like glitter. They're like the diamonds of the
Space Nile.
Yeah, exactly. That's their motto.
Yeah.
Galactic Police, Diamonds of the Space Nile.
Yeah, no one knows it.
That's another one of yours.
They just generally felt would make the Intergalactic Space Police less intimidating if they felt sort of slightly aloof.
Yeah.
The things they said once in a while, you know, not all this kind of yes sir, no sir, but you know, we are all about glittering stars and the rhythm of existence.
Yeah, that's why.
Who's going to get angry if that's what's being said to you when you're being cuffed?
Yeah, and also you can't. You know, they don't look like scary, intimidating because instead of saluting, people have to do a pirouette when they see a superior officer.
Yeah, life is the shimmering stream of causality. That's what they say to you. They punch you into a curb.
That is instead of the Miranda rights.
Yeah. You have the right to continue to be a shimmering beam of light in the constant stream of existence.
I shan't. I'm not going to use that.
We are aware that free will is an illusion, so we'll be nice to you.
Just drive you around in their car for a bit and then drop you off somewhere.
Yeah, they drop you off. They just bump you to a parallel reality. Yeah. There's just one reality where everyone's been dumped.
Yeah.
It's pretty
criminal reality.
Yeah.
Loads of people with donuts.
Yeah. It's a reality where criminals, everyone really likes criminals, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
But then the people from there, it works because the people in there, their police force actually arrests people who haven't committed crimes and then dumps them back in this reality.
Yeah, yeah.
So any crime people get replaced with alternate versions of themselves from that reality where they don't commit crimes.
It's the human version of those tilting portraits that are full of oil.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think so. Are they portraits?
Well, no. I don't know what they are. How would you describe them?
I know you've hung a lot of them up on your wall.
They're tilting chambers of, like, varying colours of oil.
They're like, are they, like, for science demonstration-y things?
Well, I had a friend whose dad worked in an oil company. He had them on his bookshelves. So for me, they were like an art installation. Maybe for other people, they were just demonstrations of oil.
Just him bringing his work home.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I've got to sort that oil out later.
Yeah. Have you ever been to the Guinness factory in Dublin?
No. Do they have like a portrait on the wall of different types of Guinness?
Yeah.
No, they sloshing about.
I think that they give you like a plastic pebble with some Guinness in. Right. I think I might have imagined that.
Pebble with some Guinness.
Yeah, like a sort of, you know, here is a thing with some Guinness in.
Right, but it's a pebble.
But because it's encased in plastic, you won't drink this one.
Okay.
I mean, it's almost more raising more questions than anything else. As a thing. It's like, have this. And I mean, it's like trying to elevate their liquid to oil status.
And you know,
it doesn't run engines.
Yeah.
Other than the engines of love imagination.
And the imagination.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
So that guy eventually gets back and goes like, thanks for getting the diamond,
no worries. Girl.
I knew I'd chosen the right guy.
Yeah.
But this isn't the diamond I wanted.
And
Yeah. And then you look at everyone and go, oh, not again. And then that's how the series continues. Yeah.
Does he pay me for that diamond? Are you going to pay me for that diamond?
You just get to keep the diamond because he doesn't want it.
That's brilliant, because what I do is I send it off to the Intergalactic Space Police and they grind it down into more sprinkle dust.
Yeah, so it all worked out okay.
Yeah. Because normally up to that point it was just like, you know, like cheap kind of Pritt stick glitter.
Yeah.
So now they're using it in chambers and people are like, my eyes!
I say, give me an apple, you talk to me for 10 minutes, I get an orange in you. Like, okay, this is my guy.
Holland, you've got to jazz up chess for the low attention span generation.
Okay. I feel like I was born for this.
There's you, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
There's a stadium just full of like kids on their iPads.
Yeah.
But the Wi-Fi signal is waning.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But no, actually, no, the Wi-Fi signal's fine.
Oh, okay, because so, that would play...
That would play to your advantage.
Yeah.
But there's, you know, there's a chess tournament. You want to put on a...
Need to get a good
shot. How would you like jazz up chess to keep their attention?
Okay, well, first of all, I need to think to myself, what do kids like these days? They like iPods and pads.
No one likes iPods anymore.
The kids do.
No, they don't. They don't even know what an iPod is anymore.
Yeah, they love cassette iPods. Players.
Like abacuses.
Yeah. They have pogs.
Ladders. What does this ladder do? It takes me from one elevation to another one. It's finger controlled.
Like two planes of reality, down here and up there.
Yeah.
That's what they sound like. Yeah. So I'm getting my ladders out and stacking them up, but they're not paying attention. I'm like, right, I'm going to have to really up this.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, what are kids like? They like the band One Direction. They used to turn band incredibly generously.
Okay, right. So you're going to go against your own moral principles?
Yeah, no.
Anything's desperate.
The ladders didn't work. I don't know what else to do.
You're like, Walrus, please. I know you hang out with us One Direction boys. Those songs reek of your poetic imagery. Just hook me up with whatever any of them you can. I don't know any of their names.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
Stephen.
Jake. Bobby.
Jake.
Get me Granville
from
One Direction.
I mean, Walrus probably has his own names for them anyway.
Yeah.
So Jake, yeah.
Yeah, Jake. Jakey.
Yeah.
Basically, I just need one, and he's going to be singing every move that happens.
Nice.
Again, I use the term singing very generously into a little headset mic that I've made for him, which says Jakey on the side. So don't get confused with my one or Walrus's one.
Okay, so is he going to, just so I'm right, is he going to be like pawn from A7?
That's exactly it.
To Z3.
Knight to Bishop 5.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure it's going to grab... I don't want to...
No, this is just the beginning. I'm just laying the foundation. Okay.
So I would say there's a small section of people who are like, great, I'm into One Direction.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say they are... You know, a unanimous pull.
Well, I beg to differ.
Okay.
Second idea.
I mean, you've got to justify your tattoo. So you do really need to look.
Defined a generation, Jay.
Yeah.
That's what I've written here.
Yeah.
One Direction.
Yeah.
And then a picture of Jake. And then defined.
As you said when you got that tattoo, there's only one direction, and that direction is forward.
Yeah.
Anyway, which is a weirdly sort of Winston Churchill-esque thing to say when you're getting a One Direction tattoo. Why are they all squatting? I don't know.
It's only one direction.
Yeah.
Which I think, and I've just thought of this, but I think it'd be a great idea.
Yeah.
It's like all of the squares on the chessboard play like a different sample when there's a piece on them.
Nice.
So like when they're all together, like it's playing like a beat and like it's got some different samples playing on a loop and stuff. But when you change it, obviously the music changes slightly because it goes to a different one. Yeah. And then as pieces get taken out, the music becomes more and more minimalist. Until at the end, you might just have like a few pieces and it would be quite...
Okay.
Yeah, so that would that's just for my benefit.
Is it responsive to, like, say, if I'm getting my queen into your part of the board? Would it, like, the music get more intense?
Yeah, I guess different pieces...
So their kids knew, like, oh, the end's coming.
Yeah.
Because otherwise the end could be a bit of an anticlimax.
Yeah, it's building up, but then simultaneously getting less music.
Yeah.
So that's going on. What's that hanging above the chessboard?
Batman.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, don't look at me, I'm security.
But he's just there for like, hey, everyone, kids love Batman.
Yeah.
And they're like,
and Batman's just like looking at the board going, well, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, no, because they're thinking the whole time, like, I wonder what Batman's going to do something soon, what he's going to do, but he isn't, he's just going to stay there for the entire time and then get his grappling hook and then just sort of wheel himself up to the ceiling and get out of there. So he's hanging there spinning slowly and keeping an eye on things, and they're thinking, oh, he's going to do something. Both of the chess players can only use special guns to move their pieces.
Wow. So, that is now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah. Okay, so that,
I mean, what sort of what like an anti-grav?
What they do is like they'd they'd sort of slot the gun on top of the piece, like, so they put it down on the table so the piece goes up into the barrel of the gun.
Yeah.
And then they have to move it and then fire the piece onto the bit that they want it to go onto.
Right.
If they miss, too late, it has to stay there. Even if that's technically an illegal move in chess.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
It lives there.
Cool. Yeah. Cool.
By this point, they're already watching. I'm just doing this now for like little touches to get,
nice. You know. Yeah, they're already in.
Yeah,
they're all
watching now.
They're all tweeting.
Yeah.
Chess, lol.
Chess the best.
I like that. I think that's going to work.
Yeah.
I think, you know, without all those elements, I would be slightly worried.
But they play together.
But when
really
you've got, I mean, they're so harmonious. That, you know, there's Batman, there's guns.
Yeah.
Because Batman doesn't have guns.
No, well, that's why
you solved that.
Yeah, to cover
there's
that.
Music, there's the samples.
Yeah.
I'm guessing there's a little bit of light shows, maybe, just a little bit of.
I've left that to Walrus in time.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Like, and he's just bought some stuff from Matthews.
Well, he loves dry ice, Walrus.
Yeah.
He'd be in his flat on a Monday morning, sitting there eating his cereal, surrounded by dry ice.
Pretty much perfect.
You solved it.
Mm.
All the kids.
Put their laptops down.
They love chess.
Yeah.
Then the intergalactic piece for the rest of them.
Yeah.
Because I just decided I'm not sure about One Direction.
They're not allowed to play chess.
One of the intergalactic police arrives and he's like, our great master has decreed that there is of course more than one direction. You'll be misled by the prophet Steve. He must be taken to the glitter chambers.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that was part of the problem, was, like, they're a little bit, like, you know, they wear a bit of makeup, they're a little bit glitz and glamoury. I didn't like the fact that they were a little bit, like, glitzy and they were sort of proclaiming there was only One Direction.
Yeah, they're, you know, imposing on your turf.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't do anything to them. They got put in the glitter chain, but they didn't get any glitter. It was the anticlimax.
You didn't put them, did you de-glitter them?
It's the equivalent. I'll tell you what the punishment is the equivalent to, is, like, you're 6 years old and you go into the living room and what looks to be wrapped up is a brand new bicycle and you open it and it's a portrait of your dad. Like, that's the equivalent.
Yeah.
You're like, well, I might appreciate
it's
this.
It's got my name on the present.
Yeah, yeah, right? I might appreciate this present in 30 years' time.
Yeah.
But, you know, not now.
What are kids like these days? They like iPods and pads.
No one likes iPods anymore.
The kids do.
No, they don't. I was just going to say, I probably should do a thing where it's like, thanks very much for listening to this week's Hollander Cowl. If you can, please share it with people. Twitter it, Facebook it.
Yeah, put it on a...
MySpace it.
On MySpace. Add it to your Bing favourites.
Your local... supermarket notice board.
Yeah, Google Plus, that's in one of your circles.
You could write the name of an episode you like down on a piece of paper and put it in a stranger's pocket. Don't get caught.
Make a sign out of rope about it and hang it above your fridge for
exactly.
a guest to look at.
Yeah, again, maybe like write a little note and put it in your own salad.
Yeah.
So you forget about it, and at lunch you're like, ugh, and you pull it out, and it says, you know, the Holland Cow Podcast. Great, it's raised my awareness.
Get it sculpted out of a bit of metal, and then swallow a bit of metal, and then go to the hospital and be like, oh, I've got this pain in the stomach.
Yeah.
And when they X-ray you, it'll say Holland and Cow, and then the URL underneath.
Yeah.
And then the doctor will be like, oh, cool, maybe I'll check that out.
Yeah, and get a friend to dress up as a doctor and come in and say, I think we should research this. And create a paper of research, so then we waste masses of the NHS money researching what a podcast is.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly what you should do. We've just become a premium podcast, which means that we've had to spend a little bit of money. We're not asking you for any money, but if you could share it, that'd be amazing. It would help it make be all worthwhile. Thanks.
Thanks very much.
Bye.